Later this month, Pope Francis will welcome his first appointments to the College of Cardinals. Among the 19 men chosen for elevation, 7 are from Central and South America, the Caribbean, and Africa. Some say this reflects the Pope's belief that the Church needs to pay more attention to the poor. One of the bishops comes from Haiti, a country with a long, troubled history with the Catholic Church. Reporter Peter Granitz has the story.
Shibley Langlois says he was skeptical of the news.
I know it from my friends before I know it from the official people who could tell me this news.
You can understand his suspicion, hearing it first from friends, then reading the news online before getting the official call from the Vatican. Langlois says he had no idea he was being considered. He was ordained in 1991 and is the bishop of the Southern Haiti Diocese in Lacaille. Most cardinals are higher-ranking archbishops, and despite his promotion, he still sees himself as a priest, the direct link between the church and the people.
When you feel the call to be a priest, you're called to be a priest. It's not to be a bishop.
Langlois is the first Haitian to be appointed cardinal. He's soft-spoken, smiles at the end of every sentence, and says he's uncomfortable using English, just one of the 5 languages he knows. We meet at the Port-au-Prince offices of the Catholic aid group Caritas. It's where he stays when he's in the capital. And he suggests we talk in the chapel. It's tiny, no more than a table and a couple of chairs. There's a chalice and bag of church wafers sitting on one of them. Duke University historian Laurent Dubois says Haiti and the Vatican had a rough start.
After its independence in 1804, Haiti actually was refused recognition pretty much by all the global powers, France, particularly its former colonizer, the United States, and others. And the Vatican joined that. They refused recognition to Haiti longer than any country except the United States until 1860.
In more recent years, the church has sparred with dictators, serving as a voice for the political opposition. And after the earthquake, the Catholic Church assumed the role of any other aid group, providing grief and trauma counseling, offering health care, and rebuilding homes and hospitals. Langlois says Catholics lost many churches in the disaster, and it's been a struggle to rebuild all of them. Dubois says the Pope's pick of a Haitian reflects an evolution in the church.
It's a little hard, perhaps, to have imagined it during the past decades when the Catholic Church has been embroiled on so many levels and in very difficult political contexts within Haiti.
Haitians revere February 7, 1986, as the day dictatorship on the Caribbean nation ended and the struggle for democracy began. This February 7th, Shibley Langlois organized a national day of prayer. Catholics around Haiti gathered at churches like Sainte Thérèse de l'Enfant Jésus to pray for safe and fair elections later this year. Sainte Thérèse was once a towering brick building. Toppled in the earthquake, it's now rows of pews underneath 2 nylon tents. Outside Sainte Thérèse, parishioner Marta Adelaine Dumanier says Haiti only stands to benefit from Langlois's elevation.
Jesus Christ goes directly into the heart of the Pope. Jesus sees the bad things in Haiti, and he wants to lift Haiti up. Jesus, through the Pope, chose the cardinal to work better for Haiti.
Langlois knows his pick represents a shift in church power. He agrees with Pope Francis's focus on social justice and the poor. In Haiti and beyond, he says, that's not just financial.
Many people can have money, but they are very poor. they don't have the right riches.
He'll divide time between Rome and Lacaille, where he'll continue on as bishop and priest, saying regular mass. For NPR News, I'm Peter Granitz in Port-au-Prince.
You're listening to NPR News.